Well, thank you, Michael, for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Why don't we start? Could you tell me how long have you lived here in Dover?
Sure. I first moved up here around 2002, 2003. I took a job with the Delaware State News. So I've been here off and on for the better part of the last two decades, so approximately 20 years. I was born and raised in Milford, about 20 miles down the road, and went to college at University of Delaware up in Newark. But for the past 20 or so years, been mostly based in Dover. I lived in Newcastle for about 18 months when I worked up at the News Journal, just to be closer to that office. But for the most part, the last 20 years, I've lived in Dover.
All right. And at the Delaware State News, is that where you still work?
No, I'm right now I am the manager of communication for Dover International Speedway and Nashville Super Speedway outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Dover Motorsports, Inc. Owns those two tracks, and I handle communications and public relations efforts for those two tracks. Before that, I worked for the News Journal and the Delaware State News.
Obviously, you know, you lived here for 20 years. What's motivating you now to run for city council here in Dover?
Well, I've served on the Silver Lake Commission since 2019, and in that time we've worked on everything from the plans for the new Dover Middle School at the old high school site to security cameras in the park. And this is just another a way for me to maybe expand my reach and another way for me to give back to the community. My top issue is getting past this COVID-19 pandemic. There's nothing that we talk about. There's no issue that comes up in the city that COVID has not touched, whether it's our children attending school to hotel occupancy to business development. There's nothing that COVID does not have an impact on. When I go door to door, I have a checkered flag pattern on my face mask, and that represents a couple of things. One, that I work for a speedway, and racing is our main revenue source, obviously. But number two is that we're about to reach the finish line for this pandemic. And I just, no matter what you think of the COVID situation and the COVID response in general, you know, it's here, and it's here until it's not. It's a threat until it's not. And we have to get as many vaccines in as many arms as possible. Nobody can force somebody to get the vaccine, but I'm just doing what I think is the best. I have personal experience with COVID. My wife was in the hospital for 3 days back in October with a very serious case of this. We were forced to socially distance in our own house for a month. So, I mean, compared to some other cases, and of course the more than 1,000 Delawareans who have died from this, we're the lucky ones. I mean, comparatively, we've been lucky, and we got hit pretty hard, harder than most people. So we just need to get COVID in the rearview mirror, and that should be the overarching goal of the city, obviously to keep its public safety employees and its city employees as safe as possible. It should be the number one goal. And like I said, every other issue in the city, there's no issue that hasn't that COVID hasn't touched. So I'm encouraged about the state's and the nation's vaccine response. Hopefully we can even speed it up faster. We have a vaccine site right out here behind the speedway that is, as of a couple of weeks ago, had already served about 30,000 people. I think it's been active every weekend. I hope we can continue with those efforts. And to me, that's the number one issue.
So it sounds to me like you've really noticed how much COVID has affected life here in Dover and just affected the city as a whole. And that's really what's motivating you to run, is to help with the you know, repair of the city after COVID and helping the city recover from this, you know, pandemic.
Sure. And I mean, this, from what I understand from talking to city council members and people around the community, this is going to be a tight budget year because of COVID. You know, the tax revenues aren't going to be as plentiful as they have been in past years. So we're just going to have to take a hard look at where our funds are going. Last year's budget was approximately $140 million. And I would anticipate it being around that this year, but I, from what I'm hearing, I don't envision a lot of expansion on that. And again, that's partly, I mean, I would say most of that is due to COVID, you know, just the unpredictable nature of what happened, and less people going downtown for businesses, less people opening businesses. I mean, it's had an effect everywhere. There's nothing that it hasn't touched. And, that's going to be one of the big challenges of whoever wins this race, joining council and helping manage that budget process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously, hopefully, your position here on the city council will last past the time of COVID if things go well this year. Other than coronavirus and the recovery from that, what are some of the other priorities that you see yourself wanting to focus on the city council?
The next thing I tell people, when I knock on the doors, some of them ask what the platform is. And I said, after we get past COVID, our next task has to be examining the city's infrastructure. We have pipes in the city that are 80 to 100 years old, some of which run under Silver Lake Park, which I've been learning about and working with as part of the Silver Lake Commission. 80 to 100 year old pipes. I mean, that bill is going to be coming due sooner rather than later, and I would hope that the city would be able to tackle as much as they can this issue sooner. The last thing we want is another, Flint, Michigan situation with our drinking water, and not only the water pipes, but, sewer pipes, our electric grid. We just need to make sure, 90% of the people just want their government to, just maintain their basic functions, public safety, the utilities and things of that nature. We need to make sure that what we can shore up is shored up so we can, again, tackle these problems or see these issues coming sooner rather than later. There's no cheaper day to do these items or to repair these items than right now. A year from now, it'll be a tick more expensive than it is today. So, and it's just a matter of digging into the numbers and seeing what it would require to fix these items or to improve these items, and then going from there. Put it in front of the people and see what they think. So the infrastructure as a whole is one of my major issues. Another issue I have been backing and for is public safety in terms of expanding our security cameras. I understand there's approximately 100 cameras in the city right now. Whether they're in parks or street corners or light poles or red lights and things like that, I'm in favor of expanding that even more, doubling that number. I said the other day in an end call candidate forum, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you shouldn't mind that a camera's watching you, at least in the public setting. So I'd be totally in favor of not only the security cameras on our street corners, but more body cameras for our police department. Again, that's just a way to cover not only the citizens if they feel their rights have been violated, but the police officers in case a citizen or in case somebody makes a false accusation. If you're not doing anything wrong, the camera shouldn't be an issue. So those are two things that, the infrastructure and public safety in terms of the increased security cameras, those are two of my other main topics that I speak to the constituents about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so infrastructure and then public safety, which is definitely a sentiment I've heard from a lot of other candidates I've interviewed, not just for this election, but in past elections, a lot of candidates have talked about improving public safety.
Sure. I mean, as far as infrastructure goes, those are the basics, the potholes in the roads, things like that. That's the basic function of a municipal government, making sure, for lack of a better phrase, the trains run on time. And if we can maintain that, and that's the first, that's public safety and maintaining that those items, the public works, those are the big responsibilities of the local government. So mm-hmm. before we can look at, the extra items, we need to make sure we're doing the fundamentals correctly.
Yeah. And then one thing I would ask is, obviously you're running against two other candidates. How do you set yourself apart from your opponents in this race? What do you think makes you the best qualified to be on the Dover City Council?
Well, again, my service on the Silver Lake Commission, I've already met several of the candidates, and I knew a couple of them already before, I got seriously looking into city council races. So I have good relationships with almost every council member already. Since I've announced my run, I've had great conversations with those who I didn't know personally. So I feel confident that I can work together with all the council people. I say around town, this is a little bit of a cheesy joke, but you know, you can't spell Dover without D and R. So you have to be able to bring people together and you know, forge relationships. It's great to have what you think is a good idea, but if it gets voted down 8-1, then it's pretty useless. You have to be able to forge a coalition and to work with other people in order to get things to get what you see done, or to you know, to pass what you think are important issues. So I do think I have the ability to do that. My media background is part of my duties, at least early on for the state news. I was tasked to, you know, cover different town councils around Kent County. So I saw Dover's in action. I've seen Smyrna's, Milford's, other small communities within Kent County. From what I did observe, Dover's did run as smoothly as could be expected. I've seen, you know, council meetings in the past, you know, adjourn early for Monday night football kickoffs, and I've seen personality conflicts bog down things in other communities. So Dover's, I will say that I never experienced anything like that. I think Dover's has run fairly smoothly since I've been observing it. I would hope that continues. And again, I feel I have already established great relationships with the council members as well as Mayor Christensen. So I think I'd be able to work together easily with all council members on anything and everything that comes across our plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your ability to work with other council members and sort of forge a coalition to get things done in the city.
Correct.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much again. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.